Hey, welcome back to today's Radio Sports Page. It's time for another edition of Let's Get to Know, and today we've got longtime Norwalk teacher, retired coach Chris Larson, now a trusted color commentator for KNIA Carroll S Sports. Chris, welcome to Let's Get to Know.
All right. Hey, you know, it'll be fun to see what people don't know already know about.
We're going to start with just some background questions about you. Where did you grow up? Where did you go to high school and college? And what kind of activities were you involved with back in the day?
Yeah, so growing up, I'm from Monroe, Wisconsin, actually, which is about 45 minutes south of Madison, so southern Wisconsin. And, I was kind of the typical kid. I did all the sports growing up, but then in high school, I really focused in on basketball and tennis, actually. So, I think I played football and baseball through middle school, and then just started concentrating on those two in high school, and had a pretty good run. Got the state in both of those things, and ended up state runner-up in basketball my senior year, so that kind of really got me hooked into basketball, I would say, and went to Drake University. I actually, the funniest story was I was visiting Luther and Central and thinking about playing basketball, but my guidance counselor went to Drake, and she told me to check it out, and I just ended up liking it a little bit more. And I would have been I was a good high school player, but not like I would have been just depth at any college program. So came to Drake, and then that was really what a great opportunity. I ended up being a manager for 4 years, and the last year I was pretty much a GA. I guess was my role, but back then it was a pretty good gig for, got a half scholarship out of that, and it really probably helped kickstart my coaching career more than even if I would have been playing. And then I coached 1 year in Des Moines while I was student teaching, and then started at Norwalk 2 years out of Drake. So it all happened pretty fast. And then I've just been here ever since.
Yeah, and one of those small world things that I found out about you last year, you and Paul Patterson have both been around here a long time, and you both grew up just down the road from each other, right?
Isn't that something? So we started at Norwalk the exact same year, actually, and he was kind of from like maybe the Martinsdale to Monroe. Monroe's kind of like a similar size town to Pella or something like that. And he was from the like connecting small city. We never really knew each other growing up. Since talking, we had a couple mutual friends. He went to the Catholic school in town, so there's a couple like birthday parties we think we ran into each other at. But it's really a pretty fascinating deal. And a few years ago, our hometown paper kind of got a hold of it and kind of told the story, which it's been fun. And for both of us to be here this long is pretty incredible.
All right, yeah, definitely one of those small world things. So we're glad you both found your way over here. And I guess some more questions about your coaching. It sounds like maybe it was later on in life towards college when you kind of decided maybe that was your path.
Yeah, I will say, like, my real hook was my senior year. We just had a great run at basketball, and I probably, looking back now, was always kind of coach on the floor as a point guard and, our captain and stuff like that. But I didn't ever really think like, oh, I'm always going to be a coach. It kind of trickled into place as I grew older. And at Drake, I really kind of got into understanding the psychology behind how much different coaching is than playing, but it still kind of fit my competitive needs. And then I also, the big part, I remember when I took on this role as manager, it was going to be my first year ever of my life without a basketball team. I guess obviously when I was little and stuff, but it really left a real void in my heart and in my life. And I was like, I gotta remain part of these things. So that just really clicked for me, and it just became something that I really enjoyed and loved. Building those relationships, and then just, for me, coaching was always more about that. And then the fun part was one of my favorite sayings was, it was my job to teach them how to play, not tell them what to do. And that's always how I kind of saw coaching.
Do you have a favorite book that's helped you along the way in coaching that maybe has taught you some things or gave you some tips?
Oh, man. There's so many. I would say initially, like, my first favorite book was Phil Jackson's book. And that was big when I was first getting into coaching. And just, I think he kind of changed the a lot of ideology. Him and Pat Riley and some of those guys, where it became more about the psychology behind coaching than actual X's and O's of coaching. And so I think anything on those were big. And then later on in life, it wasn't a book so much about coaching, but there is a book that I read by Sean Anker, and God, wow, you put me on the spot. I wasn't ready for this one. I'll remember it as we keep talking. But in that book, the basic premise is it's called The Happiness Advantage. There you go. And it is how if you go out and you try and fulfill things like check boxes in life, that doesn't really fulfill you and make you happy. And the real happiness that comes in enjoying the journey. And that really helped me, I would say, towards the tail end of my career, start to enjoy coaching more and enjoy the moment and understand that, you know, you can't control all the outcomes, but you can control the process that you take to get there. And hopefully I imparted that a little bit to some of the kids who got to play for me and our community as they got to root us on.
Absolutely. I think that would be a given there. So let's get into the quick hitter portion of the Let's Get to Know here and just talk about some of your favorites. How about maybe a pregame ritual you had over the years?
I'll tell you this one. I don't know if I always had it, but I always would have a stick of gum like during warm-ups because my mouth would always get so dry. And this one I thought was, I've always been fascinated. Bowen and I talked about it a lot. Whatever pack of gum I had that year in 2020 when we won the state title, like it mapped out that somewhere along the way I got this pack of gum and I saved it for like 24 games, right? And the exact last piece as it mapped out was on the state title, right? So there, me and him and a few of the members of that team had some really like kind of crazy coincidences. Like we played that game on the 13th and all sorts of some crazy, the world was just aligned to make it all happen.
Right. How about an opposing gym that you enjoyed coaching in?
Oh boy. I don't know. I so enjoyed our rivalry matchups with Bella, like over the years. That's just really rarely, I would say, in the last 15 years of my career, at either one of our spots was that not in a packed gym. And I think people in both communities really looked forward to that. Obviously, then later, towards the end of my career, Indianola came into the conference, and those Warren County rivalries, because a lot of us just, you know, we've kind of grown up together as adults, and the kids play together in the Warren County, you know, pickup league and whatnot. And so I would say those two really stand out. And, you know, there's some other places, but those two rivalries were really something that I just looked forward to and enjoyed being a part of.
How about a favorite movie, maybe a sports movie that you've really watched over and over?
If any of my former players are listening to this, they're all going to be able to tell you the answer before it even comes out. And that'd be the Rocky movies. I love conceptually, like, just the idea of boxing as it relates to sports, all sports, and just that whole psychology of being in a ring and just having the mental fortitude to you know, outwit and outstand and out-tough an opponent. And so definitely for me, the Rocky movies.
I got to be honest, I thought you were going to say Hoosiers.
Yeah, I know. You would think that, right, being a basketball coach. But, like, there are so many good I hope my teams that I coached, you know, the teams that I was part of, that was one of the things that I hope people felt when they watched us, is that we were really gritty and tough. And I always was preaching, which I think relates a lot to those movies, and Rocky in particular, just that there was a lot of correlation, because I don't know that we were always the best teams, but I think we played really hard and we were tough, and that's what I wanted our calling card to be always.
All right, as a Wisconsinite, Hawkeyes or Cyclones?
Well, I can't say Badgers, so I'll put that as an asterisk. But if I'm rooting, because Badgers and the Hawkeyes have a much, you know, steeper rivalry, I'd have to go with Cyclones.
How about a favorite pro team?
My favorite pro team would be the Bulls. I'm pretty much all Chicago. Obviously, here recently, and I think I told you this, like I really enjoyed the Nuggets run because one of our former students, Kelsey Cermak, and a former girls basketball player, is married to one of the assistant coaches, Popeye Jones, and their family still lives in town. So I give them an asterisk because that was probably the most fun I had rooting for somebody you know in the NBA Finals. Was pretty cool. And obviously with the Bourne's connection to Indiana Pacers, I kind of root for them as well.
How about a go-to midnight snack?
Ice cream, right? Is there any other answer other than ice cream? Mint chocolate chip, I think is what I'd put at the top of the radar. Those of you who are seeing this, thankfully it's on the radio so they can't see my belly, would show that ice cream is my favorite snack.
Yeah, that's a pretty common one. How about a favorite vacation spot and maybe somewhere you haven't been yet that you want to get to?
Well, easy for me. My favorite, I was just talking to a couple new teachers about this. My favorite vacation spot is Wrigley Field, and that's my happy place. And it actually has been a couple years, but for a majority of my life, I take a couple days every summer to go and spend a couple nights there, and it all seems well in the world with it on a hot summer night sitting at Wrigley Field. And I think, oh man, that's a tough one. It's going to be sports related. I think going to the U.S. Open for tennis would be next on my list. Like if I was looking for a vacation, I'd like to do it. The Masters golf tournament would also be up there, but I think if I had to choose those, I'd put the going to the U.S. Open tennis tournament would be up there.
Those are both good destinations, and we're going a little bit long here, but I'm going to get one more in for you. If you could go back and spend a day with one famous person in history, who would it be?
I think for me, it'd be Coach Wooden. I'd just like to spend the day picking his brain. So much, he was so, to me, before his time, on a lot of, like I said, the psychology of coaching. But boy, all the stories you hear is what a kind and gentle man he was as well. And I would love to just be able to spend the day, you know, chopping up basketball. And more importantly, just talking up, like, so many of his premises about being a good person is things that I guess I tried to instill in our basketball players and myself as well.
Coach, thanks for letting us get to know you.
Thank you for having me on. That was fun.